Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. In our last program, we talked about Ilhan Omar and the history, which we call the short history of her life. As I shared with you, there's so much you can learn about Ilhan Omar from the internet. Literally, I've been following and studying her case now for over 2 years. That's since she began to run for that office as a congresswoman in the 5th district in Minnesota. But here is the summary of what we know about her, as now we know that there is an investigation taking place to learn about the history of crimes committed by Representative Ilhan Omar. In our last program, we ended our talk by hearing this fact, which took place in her life in the year 2002. We are reading to you the report
from the Daily Wire, dated January 16, 2020, entitled, Investigators with ICE, FBI Reviewing Criminal Allegations Against Ilhan Omar, report says. 2002, Omar, now 19, marries Ahmed Hersey, 22, in their faith tradition in Minnesota, but they don't legally marry.
So now we know that Ilhan Omar, when she was 19 years old, she was married to Ahmed Hersey, who is 22 years, and they were married by Sharia, Islamic law, not by the U.S. laws. In simple words, they were married in the mosque by Sharia, Islamic law, but they did not issue a license for their marriage. And we ask the question, why? Why Ilhan Omar did such a thing? And from the story I shared with you in our last program about my 6 Muslim Moroccans whom I met with and chatted with in the evening of some restaurant in Orlando, that is what Muslims do in America. They get married in the mosque, and the mosque will never report that marriage to the authority to issue a marriage certificate. Why? So these Muslim couples can find for themselves other spouses, some Americans whom they marry only on paper, that they may be able to start their green cards and they become citizens. This is what we call fraud in our immigration paperwork. Now, when I found these facts from these Muslim friends I met, I decided to do what's right. That's why I called the FBI. You know, you hear something, you say something, you see something, you say something. So I contact the FBI and I met with them in my home church in Venice, Florida. As I sat with these two agents of the FBI, we had a long talk and I know they were recording the whole thing. And I said to him, here's a problem we have in America. Muslims in America who are following Sharia, Islamic law, in their marriage, and they do this because they are creating fraudulent paperwork to be able to become citizen by marrying American people. Then the FBI agent asked me, will you give us the name of these people? And I said, no, I can't. He said, why? I said, because that's not the fixing of the problem. First of all, these are my friends whom I am ministering to. I am trying to lead them to Christ. And if I give you their names, you will arrest them. And that will be the end of the story. This is a problem bigger than Orlando, Florida, sir. This is a problem of Muslims living in America in 50 states. And the best solution for this problem is for you, as an FBI agent, and all those who work like you, to force the mosque. If they perform a wedding between Muslim man and woman, they must apply the license paperwork like Christians, Jews, and atheists do in America. Like even now, gay and lesbians are doing in America. When you marry someone, you have to apply for and be issued a license. And the meeting was ended, and the FBI agents left my church office. Well, we met again sometime later, and he wanted to talk with me some more. And I asked, what have you done with the information I have already shared with you? And the answer was, well, we'll still collect information. And I said, what did you do to fix this problem? Did you communicate with the people above you so that you will force mosques and Islamic centers in America to live by the U.S. Constitution, not by Sharia? And he smiled, and the answer was, they have done nothing. So we sit and we talked and we chat for a few minutes, and they said, we'll meet again. I said, no problem. And I met with the same FBI guy, with another guy, and I asked him bluntly, how much have you done so far for that problem of Muslim marrying in America in some mosque or Islamic center without issue a license for their people whom they married? And his answer was, we have done nothing. Now I'm talking about literally a few months after September 11th. My blood was boiling in my veins, and I said to that gentleman, the meeting is finished. He said, why? You said you're going to meet with us. I said, because you are playing games. You don't have the guts to do what's right. You're living with political correctness. You will never be able to stand up in front of a Muslim imam in a mosque and force him to obey our constitution and reject his Sharia. And that is why America will be destroyed. And I don't have time to play games with you. Political correctness is a destruction of America. And Muslims can get away with anything they want to do in America, including practicing their Sharia, because that is Islam, like it or not, America. All that you have to do is just say something against it, and Professor Green and liberal like him will mock you and call you hate mongers, racist, Islamophobes, and you will be the bad guys. And the Muslims will continue to practice their agenda, the agenda of fulfilling the Sharia in America, not only in the marriage and divorce situation, but in more than that, as we already have covered in our presentation, revealing the truth about Sharia Islamic law. So now we know why Sister Ilhan Omar was married by Sharia, not by the U.S. Constitution, because that gave her the greatest opportunity in the future to be married to somebody else, to help somebody else to become a citizen. After all, she is already legally in America. She has a precious tool in her hand. So does her husband, to help two other Muslims to become citizens in America. And that is what we call the deception of Muslims in America. Every Muslim in America knows that. This is not new news. Now, let's continue with the summary of the history of Ilhan Omar concerning her life being in America. And we are going to go all the way to the year 2008. That's where we learn.
2008, Omar and Hersey, now the parents of two children, reach an impasse in our life together and divorced in their faith tradition.
So Ilhan Omar is no longer married to her husband, Ahmed Hersey. They got divorced. But wait a minute. They were never married to be divorced. Yes, indeed. They were marrying by Sharia, and they were divorced by Sharia. Why did she divorce her husband after this wonderful 6 years of marriage, after having two children together? Wait a minute. You'll find out here in a few seconds, because there is a special need, and Ilhan Omar must help somebody to become a citizen, somebody to benefit from the naive Americans like Professor Green. That's why her husband, Ahmed Hersey, and Ilhan Omar decided to play the game that they are divorced. But since she said they're divorced, now she is single, and now she legally can marry somebody else. So listen carefully, what happened in the year 2009?
2009, Omar at 26 marries Ahmed Nur Said Elmi, 23, whom she identifies only as a British citizen. School records show he attended high school in St. Paul and studied art at North Dakota State University.
Now we ask a question. Who is this new husband which Sister Ilhan is married to? His name is Ahmed Nur Said Alim, who is a British man. Some guy came from England to America to marry to this wonderful sister. How long did they know each other? We do not know. Why she fell in love with him? We do not know. Who cares? It's America. People can marry whomever they love. But wait a minute. This marriage was not according to Sharia. This marriage is actually legally like American people get married. Because what was the purpose of Ilhan Omar marrying another Muslim according to Sharia without paperwork? How much is that new husband would benefit? He'll benefit nothing. That's not the whole purpose for that day, to be married first time with Sharia. She was married according to Sharia first time. No license, no paperwork that she will help somebody else in the future to be married to, according to the U.S. constitutional laws, for that person to have the benefits of being in America. And surprise, surprise, when you investigate who is this Ahmed Noor Saeed Alim, you find out he's actually Ilhan Omar's brother. Wait a minute. Ilhan Omar has a brother by the name Ahmed Noor Saeed Alim. Maybe he's not actually her brother. Maybe it was a different father with the same mother. No. Same father and same mother. So who is Ilhan Omar? Remember, we asked the question, who is Omar? There is no Omar in Ilhan family. Her name is actually Ilhan Noor Saeed Alim. So Omar is a fraud. Wait a minute, Brother Usama. Are you sure? Yes, indeed. She married her own brother to help him to come to America so that he will study in America, that he will benefit from all the goodies which the liberals love to give to all Muslim refugees in America.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
So the coming of Ilhan to America in the first place, that is in the year 1997, started with fraud? Yes, indeed. Who is Omar? Somebody who was able to come to America and he has the right paperwork to come to America as a refugee. And for his love for this wonderful family of Mr. Noor Saeed Alim, he said, would you please take my daughter with you to America? And Mr. Omar said, absolutely. Why not? We'll just add her to the names of whoever else he have with him as his family. Oh, come on, Usama. Are you sure this is what happened? Let me put it this way. I want you to listen carefully to the next report to know about the fraud of immigration, not only from the days of Barack Hussein Obama, but even from the days of George W. Bush.
The Federalist, January 21st, 2020, Why Criminal Prosecution Might Be the Least of Ilhan Omar's Legal Concerns. Specifically, in 2009, the Obama administration assessed the viability of reemploying a Bush-era pilot program that unearthed widespread immigration fraud. It found that as many as 87% of applications claiming familial relationship were fraudulent.
That is 87%, my friends. That is literally the greatest number of Muslim refugees to America. When they come to America, they just add their neighbors, some other relatives under their own names, and it is all legal, baby. It is all legal. Muslims coming to America in the millions legally, but in the same time, they're actually committing fraud. Now, I wonder if this investigation will continue and they found out for sure that Ilhan Omar committed that fraud. You know what they will do? Let me think about it. How about nothing? Because if they're going to remove Ilhan Omar, that means they have to remove hundreds of thousands of Muslim Somali who came to America with fraud for their identity. But in reality, they have no ties whatsoever with that family name which they used to come to America. What if these people belong to Al-Shabaab, the greatest Muslim jihadi organization in Somalia? How in the world do you think they will be able to come to America as refugees? For sure they will be rejected. They are the killers. They are the ones who are burning the churches in Somalia while Christians are praying. So the best thing they do is just find somebody else who can clear his name and be able to come to America as a refugee and just add these beautiful boys and girls to his family name. After all, Muslims have four wives and they have plenty of children and grandchildren. And if one of them was able to get the okay to come, he can bring all these wonderful children of his. Otherwise, you are in America are Islamophobic, and you are in America are anti-Muslims, and you are in America are hate mongers. And we need to get rid of you to make sure that these Muslims can come to America. Well, let us continue with our original report. That is the summary of Ilhan Omar's life as we go to the year 2011.
In 2011, Omar and Elmi end their relationship and divorce in their faith tradition, but do not legally divorce until 2017.
Here we go, America. It's like a comedy. We should make the story of Ilhan Omar as a comedy show on TV. She married her brother in 2009, legally, with paperwork. But she divorced him in 2011, 2 years later, according to Sharia, according to her faith. Which means he would just look at her in her face, and he'd smile, and he'd say, "You're divorced." And that's now give Ilhan Omar the right to go back and be married to her first husband, which he have never left. Because trust me, I doubt it 100% that Ilhan Omar ever have sexual relationship with her brother. During the year 2009 to 2011, Ilhan Omar was still living with her husband, Mr. Hersey. That is the true story about her life. But she married her brother for 2 years with legal paperwork, and they left the paperwork in effect all the way until 2017. Because how in the world do you expect her brother would benefit from that marriage unless he's still her husband? How he can get his free education and free health care and free housing and free welfare and on with the generosity of the naive American people towards that wonderful Muslim man who was married to the Muslim refugee Ilhan Omar. Wow, don't you love America? I'm surprised that the whole Muslim world is not here yet. Let's continue to learn about the rest of the history of Representative Ilhan Omar in the year 2012.
In 2012, Omar and Hersey reconcile and have a third child together.
Surprise, surprise. She's still in love with Hersey. The one she is going to continue to live with according to Sharia Islamic law in the right way to please Allah. But according to American laws or say American way of life, that's not very right because she's married. How can she be married legally to her brother whom she never divorced but at the same time sleeping with her ex-husband? And now they're having a third baby together. Very complicated, isn't it? No, it's just comedy. Well, let's move on to the years 2014-15.
2014 and 2015, Omar files joint tax returns with Hersey, though they are not yet legally married. She remains legally married to Elmi.
Now we ask the question, if she really want to reconcile with her husband in 2012, why didn't she do it legally by getting a marriage license so she can file a joint tax return with him? But that is the benefit of being Muslim in America. Muslims can do anything they want to do in America, and no one will dare to question them. She continued to be married to her brother on paper, so he can benefit from that. But at the same time, she don't want to lose her opportunity to save a few bucks by filing separate from her husband, whom she never left. This is what we call fraud without limits. Let's continue with what took place in the year 2016.
In 2016, Omar, endorsed by the DFL over longtime incumbent Phyllis Khan, is elected to the Minnesota House, becoming the first Somali-American Muslim legislator in the United States. But her campaign is rocked by allegations in a Somali news forum and the conservative Powerline blog suggesting that Elmi is her brother and they are married for unspecified immigration benefits.
Now Sister Ilhan Omar is going to be our congresswoman in the 5th District in Minnesota. But now we have these problems. She's still married to her brother and she's living wrong with her husband, according to our constitution. But don't worry about it. We can fix that. How? She will simply divorce her brother for real. After all, he already got enough benefits and he can go back to England. Trust me, that's exactly what happened. Surprise, surprise, Sister Ilhan Omar fixed all the problems that she would get to the seat of a congresswoman in the 5th District in Minnesota. And that's exactly what happened in the year 2017. And you know the story after that, what took place in from 2018 until today. So here is the final two simple years of the life of Sister Ilhan Omar.
In 2017, Omar is granted a legal divorce from Elmi. 2018, Omar legally marries Hersey and is elected to Congress. The Star Tribune's report from last June stated that newly released investigative documents released by state agency have given fresh life to lingering questions about the marital history of Representative Ilhan Omar and whether she once married a man, possibly her own brother, to skirt immigration laws.
Well, let me give it to you in one simple sentence. Good luck doing anything to Ilhan Omar. I don't care who is going to investigate her. Nobody will dare to question Ilhan Omar about any crime she has committed. After all, Professor Todd Green will not be very happy with you. And he will call you, as he called me, as he's calling Mr. Donald Trump, Islamophobic. Yes, indeed, we are just simply Islamophobic. So what did Ilhan Omar say about it when she was faced by this allegation? Here are the final words concerning the fraud and the crimes which she had committed before she even came to America.
Omar, who has repeatedly claimed that the allegations are baseless conspiracy theories, has refused to answer questions or turn over any documents to the Associated Press or the Star Tribune that could debunk what she claims is a conspiracy theory.
The end. That is exactly the last thing you're going to hear about Ilhan Omar, as we have never heard anymore about Barack Hussein Obama and the frauds which he committed to become our president. Ilhan Omar have two names. Omar, which is a false name, and Aileen, which is her real name. Well, Barack Hussein Obama have two names, Barack Hussein Obama and Barry Sotaro. That is the Muslim name which was given to him by his stepdad in Indonesia. But he did not say anything about it in his application as a senator because he does not want to open a can of worms about being living in a Muslim country under a Muslim father. And believe me, my friend, history repeats itself. If we never stopped Obama or Ilhan Omar from being our president or our legislator, why do you think anything will change in America? We will continue to repeat that until America is no more. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam.
This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY American Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.